Finance Friday with Stephen Mamouni.
Yes, celebrating 40 years at BMG Partners. Stephen Mamouni, good morning.
How are you there, Matt? That's a new intro.
I know, we've juiced it up. Wow, so you've got to have the 40 years before you get that.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And you tick the box now.
Wow.
Now, congratulations, because you had a nice, the team organised this, not a surprise event, but an event to honour your 40 years just this week. So that would have been a special time for you, because not many people stay in one organisation for 40 years.
No, it was lovely. They can't get rid of me, but it was very lovely, and we had a lot of our clients and business colleagues along, and quite an overwhelming event. Really, I felt very humble, but it was lovely to lovely milestone, and so many memories, of course, that are sort of raised again. But that was good.
It was terrific. All right, now let's talk land tax. Stephen,
there's a big bill arriving for a lot of people are going to be a bit shocked, especially in Victoria.
On to more mundane issues. But look, land tax, it's a state-based tax, and in Victoria it's assessed to anyone who owns property as at the end of December each year. So, of course, exemptions apply to your main residence, some charitable organisations, and land used for primary production purposes. But what they've done in the last 12 months, they've reduced the threshold for land valued from $300,000 down to $50,000. And it's part of last year's state budget where they introduced a temporary COVID debt land tax surcharge, which is going to apply for 10 years. And people will be getting assessments if they own land with a value of more than $50,000 if it's not exempt. And the State Revenue Office issued a communication the other day. They're expected to issue around 900,000 more people with land tax assessments this year. So it's going to be the first time a lot of these people will be getting this bill in the mail, and they'll probably be wondering what it's all about.
No doubt that'll rein in a bit of money for the state government that they hadn't had before.
It will. I did some maths on it. I think the surcharge starts at $500 mm-hmm. and for $50,000, and it's either $500 or $975. So even if you do it on $500 per assessment, then you're talking $450 million per annum extra revenue. So it's a huge amount.
Yes, and that's just
tax.
Victoria, you say, not New South Wales.
That's just Victoria. New South Wales have got their own regime. This is just Victoria. So you can imagine perhaps a lot of people who maybe just have a bush block or a holiday block somewhere in the bush, or apartments. See, apartments, even in Melbourne, where they might be one of 24 apartment, only own a small portion of the land, but now they might actually be caught by the this assessment. So it's going to catch a few people out, that's for sure.
Mm. Now, we've still got a bit of time up our sleeve. Greg from West Albury wanted your advice. He won $12.20 in Powerball last night. He wants to know how he should invest it.
$12.20. I think take a mentor along for coffee and see and shout him a cup of coffee and see what sort of pearls of wisdom you can get. It could be the best $12.20 he's ever won.
Well said, Stephen Mamouni. Congratulations again for 40 years. Incredible service at BMG Partners and moving with the times as always. And that's why you've got such extraordinary longevity. It's amazing work, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Kylie. You have a good day.
Take care. Bye for now.
It's Brekkie with Kylie and Matt on 2AY and 3NE. News is coming up next. Then we'll find out what we can get up to this weekend.